News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And this is Kathy Dawes, guest just now walking in. We're on the air. Welcome both of them today. If they want to slide up to the microphones pretty close here. Katie Mortimer, I presume? Yes, good morning to you. And we'll get your microphone up where it needs to be. So welcome to both of you. And we're talking about a very important cause today. I know that, of course, we are discussing, I'll let you kind of explain, but the fourth annual Toy Drive for Kids with Cancer. And Katie, you want to lead off and let me know who your guest is, too, if you would.
Hi, I'm Katie Mortimer, and this is Jason. We had lost our three-year-old son, Brady, to brain cancer. He was just the light of my life, and so in memory of Brady, we started doing the toy drive. We started the Brady Fund, and the first year, we had about four people that showed up. The year after that, there was maybe about 25 people that showed up. And then last year, we had about 200 people that showed up. We take the toys every year down to St. Jude, and we sit and visit with the kids, and it's just such a wonderful feeling to just bring a little bit of joy into the lives of a pediatric cancer patient.
Well, Jason, we welcome you today, too, and I had no idea you were touched so closely by this horrible disease, and thank you for sharing that, Katie. And Jason, you know, obviously this is something you're, I'm sure, both very passionate about and kind of how you got involved and just anything else you're wanting to add at this point.
Yeah, we'd just like to, you know, to help the kids with cancer that are going through treatment right now. It's quite a blessing to be able to put a smile on their face when we hand them a toy.
And I guess, Katie, we need to explain a bit better. This is your fourth annual, so you've been doing this for a little while.
Yes, it's been going, growing each and every year, and I just want people in the community to come out and get involved. We've partnered up with Children's Mercy Hospital this year because on a local level, we have so many other children in our, you know, Manhattan, Junction City, Fort Riley community that are battling childhood cancer. And I just want the world to know that kids get cancer too.
You know, sometimes I think people forget that too. And Jason, having been through it, it has to be an awful rough thing to go through and see it firsthand, I would think.
It is, most definitely. We learn to live a new normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about the toy drive, how can we as members of the community help you out, Katie? I'm sure there's a lot involved here. And, you know, talk about some of the numbers involved, what you're really needing from members of the community.
If you are involved in a group or organization that would like to come out and volunteer or donate a silent auction item, and just if you can't do that, just come. Drop by for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, drop off a toy. We are offering everybody in the community with children, we're doing a free children's carnival. There'll be bounce houses, free hot dogs, cotton candy, popcorn, face painting, balloon animals. So just come out and have a great time.
Have we said the where's and the when's yet exactly? And let's be a bit more specific about that if we could, Katie.
So September 16th from 11 to 3 at City Park. I'm hoping that we have a really big crowd this year.
And I know on what you do with the donations, apparently take them to St. Jude's in Memphis, which is interesting. Jason, maybe kind of explain that connection and how that all works.
Well, the connection comes from that's where Brady got his treatment from. And so they gave so much to us, we felt like we needed to give back to them.
And that has to be rewarding. You know, tell us once you get through this whole process and you know, giving the toys to the children. I'm sure you're pretty involved in that portion of it too, Katie.
Definitely. The first time going back to St. Jude, I was just really unsure about just going back in general. It was really hard for me. But it was a wonderful feeling after that. You know, I overcame my fear and, you know, it's just so fulfilling to the heart. We visited the hospital last month. I walked into this room and of one of our friends, and he's 4 years old, and he was just jumping on the bed. I'm like, hey, are you happy to see me? And he just lit up with so much joy, and that feeling just overtakes me, and it heals the soul. You know, St. Jude is a place where Brady had a lot of really good days there.
And it's true, you know, Jason, I think it puts everything in perspective. There's something about children, and especially in a case like this where they, you know, makes us, when we think we're having a bad day, I mean, go to St. Jude's and realize, but those children, the upbeat attitude is just incredible.
That's all they know. They know how to play. They don't know pain. They don't know anything like that. So that's makes them so resilient.
And I don't know, and Katie, I mean, when we talk about the different toys and the different things, what variety of toys are we talking about? Just anything? I mean, what are some of the different things that you receive that way?
Well, I reached out to the hospital and asked them specifically what would they like us to have for the toy drive, and they said there's a bigger need for infants and teens because those two age groups always get overlooked. So a lot of, infants and teens get cancer too. So, and not a lot of donations go towards that. Whenever you think about pediatric cancer, we think about like, you know, school age kids or maybe toddler aged. So the hospital asked for that request. So some of the things would be like iTunes cards or board games or, you know, even baby bouncers. They'll surely take those items too.
And I, you know, when we hear about childhood cancer, and I'm guessing you being all so close to this, way too close to this whole thing, I don't know if you have any numbers. I mean, it really happens to a lot more children than I think a lot of us even realize, perhaps.
7 children a day get diagnosed with pediatric cancer.
And I'm sure there's nothing worse than hearing that diagnosis as a parent or a close relative, I'm guessing.
It's terrible. I remember when the doctor came in and said that my son, Brady, had a brain tumor and it was the size of a grapefruit. I felt like falling down to my knees, like the feeling that I was underwater, that I was just so helpless.
And a cancer survivor myself, but still it being your child would be a whole different thing, no doubt about that. Let's take a break. It's about 9:13. I know, let's catch your breath a little bit because you came in just before your time, and appreciate both of you being here. But again, we have with us Katie Mortimer and then also, of course, Jason. We're talking, of course, about fifth annual Toy Drive for Kids with Cancer. We're going to share some more information about that, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.